The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from the New England Patriots draft headquarters inside Gillette Stadium, this is PFW in Progress.
Okay, football fans, welcome to the NFL draft. Let's get back to some football.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Look, I am a football idiot. Go F yourself back.
Grandpa Draft, Paul Perillo.
I think a guy like Solder, not sold. I don't know how many times I can say this. I was wrong. Yes, I was wrong.
Mr. Draft himself, Andy Hart.
Literally hear the echoes in his head. When he talks, it's like this vast cavern of nothingness inside that big fat noggin. That's right, you've got a storm going on inside your head. There's no doubt.
And Mrs. Draft, Eric Scalavino.
Screw you, bitch.
Eleanor.
Whoa.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
With the 21st pick, the New England Patriots select Chandler Jones.
And I'm just excited to be a part of it. It's surreal almost, and it hasn't hit me. The New England Patriots, a team with a lot of success.
With the 25th pick, Dante Hightower.
The first two things that come to my mind and what's been known, you know, worldwide about the Patriots is one, Super Bowl champs repeatedly, and two, it's cold.
Fred, Paul, Andy, and Eric welcome you to the 2012 NFL Draft.
The draft is officially open.
All right, welcome to day three of the 2012 NFL Draft and day three of PFW in Progress's special draft episodes. And it's been a rowdy 2 days. Patriots moving up in day one, of course, getting Dante Hightower and Chandler Jones. And then day two was, I don't know, I guess the consensus is a little bit of a letdown, guys. Would you agree?
Oh, boy. Here goes Eric.
Yeah. Yes, a little bit of a letdown. I really like the Beckett pick, though. Beckett, however you want to pronounce it.
Well, everybody's saying it's Beckett now, according to Arkansas.
Okay, I like him a lot. I liked his film. I like the kind of player he is.
Trade talk.
I'm okay with that. I was very disappointed with the trade
right
on day two because I thought, as you know, as we talked about yesterday, the Patriots got fleeced by it. And I'm going to give this Wilson kid a chance on the field, obviously.
No, thank you.
I am.
Well, that's nice of you, Eric.
I am, but I still can't get over why they had to overreact to get him in the second round. I just still can't drink it, stomach it.
Well, you know, I'm thinking of it. I was thinking of it overnight. And, you know, the guy pretty much started every game since his sophomore year, played a little when he was a freshman. He might be a James Sanders type, just a solid, you know, not a flashy guy. Now, I understand, but you don't need to take a guy like that in the second round. I get it. I get it. But, you know, he could be that type of guy. And if he is, I guess, you know, like what Paul said, if he's Eugene Wilson, okay, that's fine. But it's curious, unless, you know, all these draft guides just, you know, if they're going by all-star games and who gets invited to the combine to create their guides, then they just missed this guy because this guy wasn't in an all-star game and he wasn't invited to the combine, yet he was a starter and a Big Ten, you know, honorable mention.
But so, the combine missed, too. The national scouting, whatever, that runs the combine
right.
And invites those guys, they missed, too, because he's a guy that, I mean, they basically, it's a handful every year. I don't know if it's 10 guys that get drafted who aren't at the combine. Mm-hmm. It's some, you know, to a dozen, whatever. And, I mean, the goal is to get the best players, the most draftable players, at the combine.
And is there a limit?
Oh, yeah. They don't have an unlimited
number.
That's
like number. 300 and...
I don't know that they have a hard limit, but they have to stop at some point.
And just because you don't go to the combine doesn't mean you're not worthy of being drafted.
Right.
Obviously, but...
Usually you go somewhere.
Sure.
The combine, the Shrine Bowl,
sure.
The Senior Bowl, somewhere.
Being drafted means... anywhere from 1 to 7. It doesn't mean if you're on the borderline of being drafted or not, you shouldn't be drafted in the second round.
Right.
You should be drafted maybe in the 7th or 6th at best.
Guys, do we know if he went to any of those regional combines that they had?
I do not know.
Don't
that.
Know.
Well, I'm sure he was available for the pro days.
And they worked him out. And
yeah.
I mean, it's fine. I just
they did their homework on him.
It's curious, and you wonder how everyone missed or which teams didn't miss. You know, I said he went to San Diego, and maybe they wanted him.
We have no idea what other teams' boards had him.
Right.
Maybe they did have him. I mean, certainly, you know, for it's wrong for us to say, well, this guy flew under the radar. He flew under the radar for Mel Kiper and our lads.
No.
But
he flew under the radar for the combine, for the Senior Bowl.
Right.
That is a league radar.
Let me finish. He did not fly under the radar or may not have flown under the radar for other teams because there was plenty of film on this guy.
Oh, yeah. No. Visited like six teams, his agent said, or seven teams.
He played on, you know, in every game as a starter, co-captain, right?
But there's plenty of those guys that aren't draft prospects.
No, I know, but I don't want listeners to think that they picked this guy like a needle out of a haystack.
No, God, no.
You know,
but I also don't want you to unfairly say, well, just because Mel Kiper doesn't know him, he's not a prospect. The Combine didn't have him.
Right.
The Senior Bowl didn't have him. So it's
league-based
things didn't have him among the top 300.
But then you have to look specifically at the Combine. There is a limit to the number of players. So
he didn't go to any of the regional ones either, though.
They're looking at the safety group. So maybe they cut it off. Okay, if you make an all-star game, you automatically go. If you, you know, definitely an all. Why is the bottom of your eye quivering like that?
I don't know.
It's really bothering.
It started last night.
Really? It's bothering
it's been
the hell
twitching
out of me.
A little.
Yeah, I don't like it.
How do you think it feels for me?
Yeah.
Started last night on the drive home.
Stop. Massage it out.
Okay, let's narrow it down even further, Fred.
Yeah.
You mentioned his conference.
Let me finish my thought.
Okay.
Whatever the bar is that they maybe he didn't meet that bar, and that bar might be like I said. You get invited to, one of the All-Star games, or in your conference, you're, one of the All-Stars in your conference, which he was an honorable mention. He wasn't, first or second team.
That was going to be my point.
Yeah.
Narrowing it down even further, because the NFL, if you take all the personnel people, that's kind of a big universe for this industry. Narrow it down to his conference, the Big Ten Conference. He wasn't even considered in the top one or two All-Star levels of his own conference.
He's doing it again.
I can't stop. I need like a cream or something.
Right. So
so mark tape, my friends.
I get your point, Eric. Even in his own conference,
he wasn't considered the best.
But
of the
that's
best.
A little different because I haven't done the research, but maybe the top four safeties in the conference were juniors or sophomores.
Right.
I mean, they could be young players who were all conference.
You know, and the sophomores
still,
aren't
he's
available.
Not considered one of the best ones.
No,
in the
but
conference.
They're not draft eligible. So he could be more draft eligible than he is in his own conference. You know, there's plenty of times where
they don't pick the guys in the conference as draft guys. They're just the all-stars. They don't care whether they're draftable or not.
Tyron Smith was the ninth pick in the draft last year.
Yep.
He wasn't the best tackle on his team. The best tackle on his team was Matt Khalil. So you know what I mean? But they're both top 10 picks, and he was more valuable as a draft prospect than he was to his own team.
Sure.
So I guess the bottom line I'm trying to get at, it's not crazy to think that this guy, wasn't at the combine yet, he was highly regarded by teams.
Yeah, and the argument
No, but it's rare.
It is rare.
And the argument I'm making is there are probably a hell of a lot more than just one guy out there who can fit that description, who could be a James Sanders type,
right,
or who could be a solid player. You don't need to reach – why was this guy so special that they needed to reach for him that high?
The answer there, I think, is the versatility, the fact that he has played pretty much every position – in the defensive back, including the specialized positions that are so important in the NFL, the dime, the nickel, guarding, what do they call it, the star?
Yeah.
You know, he's played all that at Illinois, and they saw tape of him doing all of that. And he might be a hell of a special teamer, too. I don't know. But I think that's the answer. And even then, you might be right, there's guys that could do that. But I think that's what they separated him from the others is the versatility.
Well, there's no question that was a need, a versatile defensive back, I think, because of safety, corner, spread offenses,
injuries,
blah, 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 all of it.
Yep.
Ineffectiveness.
But Daquan Menzi is that guy who played for Nick Saban, the best defense in the country,
better program,
at Alabama.
Better competition.
And was considered a mid-round pick. He's still on the board. He's still available after Wilson and others. But I don't think we're criticizing the theoretical makeup of the player, experienced, versatile, heady,
character,
whatever,
all that stuff. Yeah, that's
or
fine.
Or the theoretical need for the Patriots.
Right.
The only question is, did you need to take him in the second round? Is he good second round value?
Right.
Had he, well, and what he's overshadowing, by the way, is Beckett.
Because Beckett was a fifth-round pick they took in the third round. This guy was undrafted, they took in the second, so he's a bigger reach. But Beckett, on a lot of levels, if you believe all the media types and everything, was a bit of a reach pick.
Yep, that was a little bit of a reach, too. Let's talk about him.
What was at least supposed to be drafted, though, by the large,
overwhelming
majority.
I had him on our list of potential edge guys for the Patriots. He was dead last. I think he went like 14 deep, and he was 14. But
One other last note about Wilson before we move on to Beckett. They drafted a similar type guy last year in the seventh round who nobody expected in Malcolm Williams.
Well,
the superficial read on him was he played corner, he played safety, good character,
but he was
yada yada yada.
He was a college backup.
Right, and again, they drafted
a starter.
Right, and they drafted a guy like that. I mean, he was even overdrafted.
But he was
He
was drafted to be a special teamer. This guy's drafted to play. If this guy was drafted to play special teams, we got problems. This guy was
Matthew
drafted
Slater
to play
was
defense.
Drafted to be a special teamer in
right,
the fifth
in the
round.
Fifth round.
And nobody expected
Pro Bowl
him to get drafted.
Teamer.
Sure, but I'm just saying.
And I still think Matthew Slater was a disappointment.
Well, and I think Slater had the speed that I thought they could use elsewhere.
Well, I think they thought he could cover and return kicks.
Yeah.
I think even though he's a special teamer and a captain, I think the disappointment is that he hasn't been a returner. I mean, even last year he got a slight chance and he fumbled.
Right, fumbled right.
So I think even he was a disappointment. But this guy wasn't drafted to play special teams. He was drafted to be a part of your defense, to be a contributor.
He was drafted to be
Eugene Wilson.
My point is that they have a habit now of drafting guys who aren't supposed to be drafted.
Well, let's look at...
But they've worked out a lot of them,
right?
I would argue.
Right. And again... Just
I think a fifth rounder who's a Pro Bowl special teamer is good value. I think a seventh rounder who is one of the your best punt returner and maybe your starting slot receiver if Wes Welker hangs out is good value.
I think a
second round tackle who's a second team all pro, although he's now damaged goods maybe, I think that's good value. Logan Mankins, a guard in the first round. God forbid we can't take a guard in the first round. Now you're paying him $50 million because he's one of the best players in football.
And again, we're saying he wasn't a guy that was supposed to be drafted because he didn't go to the combine, because he's not in any of these books. But think about the reasons why he should be drafted. Played for a Big Ten school, started 3 years in a row, was a captain. You know, there's a lot of reasons why he should be drafted.
Sure. Why he should be signed. Not necessarily drafted.
No, drafted.
Why he should be signed. No. There are a lot of guys who are
captains.
You're
saying he shouldn't be drafted because he didn't get invited to the combine and because he's not in any of these books. But there's a lot more to every guy's story than that. And this guy went to a Big Ten school, played against big competition every week, you know, and started and was a captain. I mean, so that's more of a reason to be drafted than not being in Mel Kiper's book.
According to our Twitter friends, he was invited to a regional combine but declined because he had a pro day that day.
Okay. So
it doesn't really say anything.
But we're finding
Eric was almost invited to a regional combine.
I think at the end of the day, this is going to be a...
Don't rub your mic on your collar. That's annoying.
Oh, sorry. It's not as annoying as your little Twitter.
Oh, God.
Is it still doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah.
Should I be concerned?
No, I've had that happen
or something
before.
Overnight?
You might be having one now.
But I think this...
I'll blame Bill for making terrible picks. You gave me a frickin' stroke.
Look, this will be a nice test of the Patriots scouting department.
No,
you know,
won't.
And this well, we're going to watch this guy.
No, because people like you, when this guy sucks, are going to say, he sucks so bad they went to the Super Bowl. That's what you'll say, because that's what you say about everything.
No, that's when we're talking about the team as a whole. If this guy doesn't play well, then they may, then,
not that
then
like
they
the
swung and missed on yet another defensive back, like they did with Wheatley and Will Hite. And a
they
bunch
missed
of
so bad they went to the Super Bowl.
You know, but we're talking about individual guys. When you have a team that's so solid all around with the depth they have, they can overcome those types of mistakes.
Okay, well, does that argument concern you at all?
What?
The actual fact of history, that second-round cornerbacks that they've picked, defensive backs,
sure,
have not worked out for the most part.
And what depth do they have on defense? They don't have any. They have no depth.
They had enough depth where they
went to the Super Bowl. They had no depth, though. I mean, legitimately, a guy who hadn't played on defense in 8 years, Tracy White, started in the Super Bowl. A guy who's not a defensive player, Koudavides, played defense. A guy who was an offensive and a special teams player, started at defense. A jag off the street, started at defense.
Great depth.
No, that's terrible depth.
Good
signing, that's great coaching and great quarterback play.
Good athletes on the team.
They weren't even on the team. They had to sign them to get them on the team.
The fourth round has started, and the Rams started by picking Chris Givens, wide receiver out of Wake Forest. The Dolphins picked running back Lamar Miller out of Miami, and
he's pretty good.
A one-year wonder, but a lot of people thought he was kind of the best available left.
And the Ravens picked Gino Gradkowski, the guard out of Delaware. The Texans are on the board.
What? See, Bruce? Is he related to Bruce Gradkowski?
I don't know. The Texans are on the board. Browns are on deck. Patriots are not slated to pick until the fifth round. So it's going to be quite a ways. We're on the air until 3 o'clock today. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-298-0398, if you're listening.
How many picks?
I wonder how many people are listening today. It's Saturday. It's a beautiful day out, at least around here.
Oh, they better not, but it might be raining somewhere, hurricane somewhere.
No, I said at least around here.
People are on here, yeah.
It's nighttime. It's Sunday in some places.
It's beautiful out here today.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could go for a run.
Anyone that you're hoping the Patriots have a chance at in the fifth round, anyone in particular?
Well, there's a lot of people. I mean, Boykin's still on the board if you wanted to add depth to the secondary.
Yep.
A couple defensive linemen up front would make some sense. The Tala'alamalu, whatever,
how's
out of Washington.
How's this McNutt guy out of Iowa?
He's a pretty good player. He's on my list of receivers. Jerron Kreiner, the receiver out of Arizona. Would be an interesting wide receiver type. In the return game, if you're looking, you know, Chris Rainey or somebody
Florida.
Who could do something and return.
Yeah, you were looking for Wiley. A running back.
Yep.
Turbin. Turbin.
Well, Andy loves Turbin, but I think Vic Ballard is a name that a lot
Big
of people
bruiser.
Like to. Bigger type running back. A
couple others. Cyrus Gray. There's another running back I had listed.
One of my favorites out of Georgia, Ben Jones, just got taken by the Texans. He's a center.
Yep.
Also a guard out of Georgia.
Yep, good experience.
Yeah.
About the versatility. About the right area too, where he was projected to
He'll
go.
Be one of those guys who'll have a nice career.
Yeah. I heard about this guy when he was a senior in high school. He came to one of those Nike camps and all these other kids. No. This is I think it was in Alabama, the camp.
He doesn't know people on our team and he knew a high school guard.
No, I knew about this because Pete Brock, former Patriot center, works for Nike in the summer. He helps with these camps, and he was down at this particular camp in Alabama. All these kids show up with their entourage, and some of them, you know, the sneaker guy or whatever, and parents with the nice cars. Ben Jones shows up in this old, dilapidated pickup. Nobody knew who he was, and just proceeded to stone every one of these high recruits. And at that point, could have gone anywhere he wanted. He picked Georgia. So he's been a solid guy ever since then, and on my radar.
On your radar.
It's unbelievable.
Did anyone take Josh Norman, cornerback from Coastal Carolina?
No.
Because he's a guy who intrigues me a little bit, too.
Did anyone take my guy Chapman?
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
I think he's a rich man's Kyle Love. I think he could be a tremendous nose interior guy. Played through an ACL, tough.
I should have just stuck with the Bama picks.
You know, we can't decide which one was the star. So we're going to take them all, and we'll figure out once we get here what roles they're going to play. But that Devin Wiley kid, or Willie, I'm not sure how you say it, speed burner, return option, and we've talked about they could use a returner. One thing that was brought to my attention that I didn't know, a number kind of thrown at this, one-third of the returners in the National Football League undrafted last year. So maybe we'll just get an undrafted, maybe Willie Wiley, whatever his name is, you know, somebody like that will go undrafted and they'll sign him. But I kind of said that, you know, every year it seems like there's a story of either a Canadian Football League guy or a beer guy who was in this league or that league or blah, 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 and all of a sudden he's a great returner for a year or two.
The Browns just chose Travis Benjamin, wide receiver out of Miami.
It's all about the Benjamins.
I don't have him anywhere.
What do you mean you don't have him?
I don't have him listed as being a drafted guy.
So he was behind Tommy Streeter?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Anyway, the Broncos are up next with the sixth pick of the fourth round.
See, Eric, we're not the only ones taking people who shouldn't be drafted.
They got from the Jaguars through the Buccaneers.
Well, you should have him somewhere because he was on Andy Hart's big board.
Is that right?
He's on Andy Hart's big board. He's a fast guy, 4.36, speed burner, undersized, but blazing.
Okay.
There he is. See,
isn't he the guy who claimed he was going to come to the combine and run a 4.2?
Our lads didn't have him. Why does our lads not have?
No, they
that
have
I
him.
Have?
They have him, but not being drafted in any of the rounds.
Oh, so they have him listed.
Yeah, they have him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, but, I mean, so he's. You should probably praise the. Who took him? The Browns.
The Browns.
They liked him. They knew what they were doing, right?
So why don't the Patriots know what they're doing when they take...
I'm being sarcastic.
Okay.
Giving you a dose of your own medicine.
All right.
Patriots do know what they're doing. Trouble is, we never really know. We never really find out because with Brady, it's all
Travis,
covered up.
Yeah, Travis Benjamin, 4-3-5, the four-year starter. That's a decent pick by them.
We got an email. Where is Paul? That's a good question. Where is Paul?
Paul will be here.
Family commitments?
No, he had a little sporting event this morning he wanted to go to before he got here.
Northeastern?
A little soccer game.
Oh, so family.
Family. Yeah. Brian from Vermont
said, no.
said, Fred Kirsch, the consummate devil's advocate, how frustrating and difficult is it for you to constantly be trying to take the opposing stance in a discussion, such as with Tavon Williams, Wilson, he means, where you're trying to highlight how he could have been picked second without being as much of an overreach as he likely is. And by the way, the audio is going in and out again. It doesn't disappear completely, but it softens and fuzzes intermittently. It's not my net connection because it's not happening 100% of the time.
And don't blame me because I now have a headset mic on, so it's not moving.
We have better equipment today, actually.
I like this. We should have had this all along. This is way better.
Clinton Omaha says we have headsets today, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yours is kind of far away. Should yours be closer?
Well, I can't.
Bend it.
What do you
bend
mean?
This little arm.
You bend the arm?
Bend
it's like bendable? Like that?
Don't make it rub against your whiskers.
Clinton Omaha says,
oh,
hey,
yeah,
guys.
He's louder now.
Much better?
Yeah.
Okay.
He clarified it.
Clinton Omaha, hey, guys, great show last couple of days. With the league being such a copycat league, are you surprised so few tight ends are being drafted? With the success of Gronk and Hernandez last year, I expected some teams or teams trying to duplicate what the Patriots did.
Well, no, there's no tight ends available.
Yeah,
they suck.
Yeah, they're not a good class for them this year.
And
that's the problem.
Interestingly, not a lot of the real athletic types. I thought, you know, a couple years ago, was it last year? A couple of years ago, there was everybody you looked to had a tight end who was a converted wide receiver who was super athletic, running, you know, 4.5 40s, and there just weren't a lot of those this year. The best tight ends were a little bigger, not quite as fast. You know, there was it's a very weak, thin class of tight ends.
Cape Cod Scott writes in, hey, guys, as I am wont to do, yes, that's wont with an O, I just got to listen to Tuesday's show, recorded a full 2 days before round one of the draft. I just heard Andy absolutely predict the Patriots would trade up to the low 20s to pick Chandler Jones.
Accurate.
Huge props to Andy for that so far. I love this draft. I listened to you guys live for round one. Great show. Listening live, I don't remember if Andy beat his chest about being so right about that, but he should have. That's one of the great things about listening after the fact. You can hear whether predictions are right or wrong, and it's really funny sometimes. But once in a while, it's awesome when you're right. So good on Andy for that one. Now I'm heading out for some yard work with my iPod to listen to your round two show, hoping for hilarity to ensue.
It will. Get ready for Eric to bitch.
Paul's
here, by the way.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh.
He is.
Choosing not to speak.
Well, I choose not to speak.
I just walk in. You want me to disrupt the whole
somebody
show?
Somebody just asked, where's Paul? I don't hear him saying anything.
And I didn't hear that.
Eric said does he have a family commitment, and Fred said no.
Eric's friend from Paris writes in, what is eye twitching or an eye twitch? Eye twitching, Bellifer spasm or myoclonia, is involuntary eyelid twitching. It is also referred to as an eye muscle spasm. The term blepharospasm really applies to any abnormal blinking or involuntary twitching of the eyelids caused by uncontrolled contractions of the muscles around the eyelids. It's also associated with an abnormal function of the basal ganglion from an unknown cause.
What the hell's
the basal ganglion is the part of the brain responsible for controlling the muscles. Some say it is the same part of the brain that is affected by diseases such as Parkinson's. In rare cases, heredity can play a role in the development of blepharospasm.
You know I don't speak Spanish. In English,
do you have
please.
Any of that in your family history?
Is it still doing it?
No.
Yeah, slightly.
What, really?
Yeah.
Fred stopped mid-sentence in like one of his best discussions ever. Can you stop doing that? Your eye is twitching.
Who, Eric's is?
No, Andy's.
Oh, yours.
The lower
sometimes,
part of my...
Sometimes it's stress and being overtired, Andy. Don't worry.
I think it's overtired.
I thought Fred did a great job reading those technical medical terms.
Yeah, I mean, you could barely tell he's not a doctor.
Exactly.
Right, well, I didn't study Latin. Paul, how you doing?
You I'm doing
English,
great.
What
have we had so far?
Who won?
I had to leave before the game was over.
Oh,
but I saw my son did score a goal early in the game, extending his point streak to three. Three straight weeks with a goal.
That's great. As you,
too bad it's soccer and
as
it doesn't really
predicted,
count.
As you predicted, Paul, I've rationalized why the Patriots picked Tavon Wilson.
Did I miss that?
So we're all set.
Okay, maybe I'll have to listen to the podcast.
Download
then
it later, Paul.
To find out.
Yes.
I wouldn't.
So we're all.
I wasn't really going to.
Paul, do you have any opening thoughts since you just got here?
No, I'm just trying to get a little caught up here. Have we met? Have we had many picks?
We've had
half hour worth of picks here. I've missed.
Surprise pick just kind of happened right now. Washington picked Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins
to go
the
along
Redskins.
With RG3.
I would agree with that characterization, Matt.
Yeah,
that is a surprise.
You know,
need a backup.
Yeah, he's a fourth round guy, but you know, strange that that team would take him.
Now, didn't they re-sign Grossman to be the backup? Didn't they re-up him for a year?
Oh, he's terrible. So
now, if you're Kirk Cousins, are you pissed?
Why?
Well, you know you're not going to play.
Yeah, he should know he's not going to play. He's
he
a backup.
He wasn't going to play anyway.
He's an NFL backup.
Yeah,
Michigan
Yes, he wasn't going to play.
What does that mean, Michigan State?
He should be rooting for. Griffin, RG3, to pan out. So the longer he pans out, the less chance it has the rest of the league realizes he can't play.
8-year backup. You know, by the end of that, you're making like $1 million a year, and you've collected over the course of your career a bunch of money, and nobody realized, wait a minute.
Like his predecessor's doing here.
He's a good speaker, seems like a leader, but he stinks.
Right?
Yes,
kind of.
Sorry. I don't,
well, somebody
I
is
like
saying
Brian
that
Hoyer.
Twitter
I
is,
know, but...
Twitter is blowing up that the Patriots traded the 2013 second round and 2014 fourth round pick for Dwight Freeney. Do you know if there's any truth to this?
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
That would be unbelievable. I have not seen that though.
Was it blown up?
I thought he was.
So what did they trade? What was the trade?
Who cares?
A second next year and what?
And a fourth and 14.
Wow, that would be awesome.
But I thought he wasn't on their roster anymore.
Yeah, he is.
He's on the trading block.
According
to, you know.
They re-signed
those people who know.
The other one, right? The other
Mathis.
Rusher? Yeah, Mathis.
Yes, he was a free agent.
Oh, okay. I thought.
And
I
they
thought,
re-signed him,
I thought
I believe.
I thought Freeney was, too.
Freeney's not a free agent, but he's on the block.
He was under contract for another year?
I follow 247 people, and I don't, quote-unquote, see my Twitter blowing up.
I don't see it either.
Yeah, somebody's probably pulling our leg.
I mean...
Greg writes in, I'm an Illini fan and alumni, live in Chicago, see all the games. Wilson is a major reach. He is a tough guy and leader, does not return kicks. Yes, played all the positions on D, solid player. He may be good on special teams, but I'll be surprised if he contributes for the Patriots.
So Ohio State fans who've watched him for 4 years say he sucks. Illinois fans who've watched him for 4 years say he sucks. I don't know what to tell you, Fred.
Mike in Boston, Eric, please enjoy the company of a working girl in Paris because you have
can
been...
Can we stop with these, Fred? Seriously, this is really getting stupid and boring and
you
old.
You have been insufferable during the draft shows.
I'll be even more insufferable if it happens, too.
On to the pertinent issue. What are your thoughts on Beckett, floor, ceiling? His short shuttle has me intrigued as a potential monster off the edge.
I do like Beckett. We still have to get final confirmation on that. But I did like his tape a lot. I liked his versatility. I liked his hustle. I think they can utilize him in a lot more ways here. Maybe Andy's right about, you know, how high up they took him. Maybe they could have gotten him later, but I like the pick overall, and I felt like he was going to get drafted somewhere probably today, more likely.
Right.
Anyway, so I like the pick, and they didn't have that many picks left, so I really did. I like you as soon as we saw it, I was pumping
now,
my fist.
Remember that commercial where the guy goes in and hits his head and says, "Oh, this is cool. The ceiling was near the floor." That's Beckett. You're gonna get what you get. His ceiling and floor are very close together. He's not gonna be a bust, and he's not gonna be a star.
You think Mallett had any input on that?
No.
No.
Guys, quick update for you. The whole Dwight Freeney thing. You know that fake Adam Schefter, the ad Adam Schefter.
Oh yeah.
There's your reporter.
Okay.
Well, at least the guy wasn't trying to make us look bad.
Right.
Makes me feel better.
Alex says, wide receiver kick returner Joe Adams out of Arkansas. Do you think he would benefit Ryan Mallett? Why would he benefit?
He wouldn't benefit Mallett, but he's got decent kick
returner.
Only Fred
can say ridiculous things that
involve
Ryan Mallett.
Fred can say that Mallett had something to do with the defensive lineman, but nothing to do with the wide receiver.
Well, why is he going to benefit Mallett?
I think the implication was the guy would – Mallett would vouch for the guy.
Yeah.
Okay,
But he worded it a little differently.
Wrongly. Yeah.
Jesus,
he wouldn't benefit Mallett.
It's day three, we're fighting.
Yeah.
he doesn't help Mallett at all.
Sort of glad I missed the first half hour.
Mallett might help him to get drafted.
Right. That's what the guy meant.
That's what
he
meant, I think.
Don't be so anal.
I'm not being anal.
But he wouldn't be a bad pick either as a kick returner.
Gino Gretkowski is in fact the younger brother of quarterback Bruce.
Wow.
A lot
so
of
you
brothers.
Must, you must love him, Andy.
And he's an old lineman.
Yeah,
it's his brother.
Yes.
Kind of like Moss's brother was an O-lineman too, right? Which is funny.
Joe Adams' rumor off the table. He just went to Carolina.
Yeah, I didn't really care for him anyway.
I didn't like him at all.
Craig from Ottawa says, I hope we get Chris Rainey or Robert Turbin.
Yes.
I wish that Jeff Demps would have chosen football over track because he'd have been a great pick. Don't know him.
Is that Will Demps' brother?
He's going to the Olympics. He played at the University of Florida. He's one of the best 100 runners in the world. So okay. There's no
Somebody
way he'd ever come back to football.
Draft guide.
Yeah.
No, I'm a track guy.
Broncos picked Omar Bolden for a cornerback. Of course, the Redskins got Cousins. And then the Panthers took defensive end Frank Alexander out of Oklahoma.
Just like to point out that according to NFL.com, all these guys getting drafted still have grades double that of Wilson.
Because this is where they're supposed to be drafted.
Fred, comments?
Draft grades according to whom?
Actually, except NFL.com. For Greg Kowski.
Oh, okay.
Only had a 50.
Yeah, but still 20 points ahead of
him. So we beat out the Delaware center.
Paul, you missed my good cynical Andy.
Oh, sorry, Joe Adams just went.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
He just said that.
That's what Mr. Draft told you in your ear about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Not Mr. Draft. I didn't say it.
No. Pepe is Mr. Draft.
I'm Mr. Draft.
He knew about the track guy. You knew nothing. Draft.
Oh, that's what I heard him talking about.
Mr.
The track.
Track. I'm not Mr. Olympic.
No, he said Joe Adams.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Went to the Panthers.
Did not hear him.
Is there lunch out there, Paul?
There is some food out there.
What's it look like?
Didn't see it. Just saw that there was food. I didn't specifically see what the food was.
That's the shocker of the draft.
Is it means it wasn't Papa Gino's pizza?
No, when you're late somewhere, you don't necessarily stop and
peruse
the food.
Cranky Paul.
Back again. Yeah, you are cranky, Paul. You came right in here all cranky. What's wrong with you?
Zach, am I cranky?
Don't drop him into the middle of this.
You say it if you think I am.
The silence speaks volumes.
He said, I see, I see.
Jay writes in from Columbus.
His answer was a little bit, so you guys must be right.
After sleeping on it, I'm going to give this Wilson guy a chance before I rip him. Sure, this pick by Belichick made me punch my wall and hit the wild turkey pretty hard last night.
Oh my God.
I'm going to trust Belichick. I'm sure Belichick thought San Diego or someone else was going to take him. On the other hand, I love the Arkansas kid. High motor, great leadership, really excited about him.
High motor.
There's no question they'll have a reason for drafting him. They could voice
and
a reason.
We're not ripping him. Let's be specific here.
I don't really
we're
care
not
for the Beckett pick if we're being consistent.
We're ripping
I don't really
like
that
choice.
I think it was early, and I don't think the guy is as good as you guys think he is.
Well, you wouldn't be happy to know that I think they really liked Beckett, and part of the reason they traded was just to save a little money on him and that they may have taken him
was
in the
that,
second
was that
round.
Part of the rant that I missed?
No.
Oh. Okay.
What rant?
You guys.
You no, said Fred was ranting
Freddie
about
was all
how good
upset.
Wilson's going to be because he played a lot and he's a captain. There's a lot of reasons to like him.
Somebody tell Andy to sit down. Robert Turbin is off the board.
Where'd he go?
Oh, where'd
Seahawks?
He go?
Seattle Seahawks.
I got to tell you, I like what the Seahawks are doing. I listened to Pete last night on the way home. He sold me on the Irvin pick. He sold me on everything.
I like what the Seahawks are doing. Wow, arguably
God
the worst
almighty.
Draft since like the mid-'80s Bengals.
No,
how did he
no.
sell you on Bruce Irvin?
He's very comfortable with his off-field issues because he recruited him to USC. They go way back and just pure pass rusher. He's going to come right in and take the snaps that they were given to Robert Mathis or Raheem Morris or Raheem Brock or somebody else. I mean, Brock. He laid it out. The snap numbers he's going to get as a rookie. I mean, this guy's up and under move. Tremendous. Pete told me. I'm all in on Bruce Irvin.
All right.
What about the other picks they made that were a little...
I don't know. Yeah.
That's too bad. Robert Turbin, fourth round pick.
We play Seattle, right?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
We get to see the Turbinator.
Well, we might.
No, not really.
Yeah.
It's in Seattle.
Why wouldn't we see him?
You're going to watch practice?
Travel.
Are you going to watch practices?
He's not going to play?
No.
They're going to really be jacked up for this game.
The Beast. Beast mode.
Yeah, he's when he goes to the sideline to get Skittles, he'll come in.
Well, he'll be on the practice squad.
He's going to play. Jesus.
It took me 10 minutes to get him to figure out what I was talking about.
Alberto writes in from Italy. He says, hey, I'm an Ala from Italy.
Oh, God,
great the
go.
Shows I did get the draft till now. Is it quite the good? I love a Hightower. How many possibilities we have to get the Sante Samuel back?
None.
And as always, lesser Andy, more Paul.
Oh,
nice.
Suck it, Al. That's because it's an Italian thing.
It is. We have to stick together, but you notice he
Fat
didn't ask for more Eric.
And he's Italian, that's true.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, we noticed, Paul.
Everybody hates Eric.
Are you going to get mad again like last night? Just let me know. I want to get my recorder going.
Looks like a birthday party now on the field here at Gillette Stadium.
The Chiefs are on the clock at the 107 slot, the 12th pick of the fourth round.
What pick are we, 190?
How are you guys getting? I'm way behind on picks on my draft tracker here.
I don't know. I just have NFL.com open.
And, of course,
not
the Patriots,
anywhere near as good as it was the last
The Patriots aren't even on the board until the fifth round, so it's going to be quite a ways until the Patriots make yet another team solidifying pick.
Oh,
team solidifying pick.
Yemi from Texas, what do you guys think of T.Y. Hilton, the receiver
like
taken by the Colts? I've seen comparisons ranging from a perfect replacement for Pierre Garçon to Jeremy Maclin or DeSean Jackson. Why couldn't the Patriots take a guy like that?
They didn't want him.
So,
but no, he's electric speed, some injuries, some nagging leg-type injuries, which is probably, you know, goes hand-in-hand with a guy like that. But
caliber of competition is also a little bit of a concern there, no?
No.
You don't think so?
No, because I don't think he's going to be great. I think he's going to run down the field as fast as he can and let luck throw it to him. I don't think there's as much level of competition issue there. If he's as fast as he's supposed to be, then he can run by anybody.
What do we know about this Nigel Bradham guy?
I don't know.
Outside he's linebacker from Florida State.
I'm not our lads. I have everybody.
What do you need to know?
I don't think I watched him on our video because I don't have any comments on him.
All right.
Okay, he is a 3-4 inside linebacker. Looks
he's an inside linebacker?
Looks like a big safety. Good Senior Bowl. Lean, athletic. We didn't have a lot of tape, but he hits, but he doesn't rap at all. I didn't care for him, apparently.
So the Bills just took him. He was scheduled to be a third-round pick, and they got him in the fourth, so I guess it's not a terrible pick.
Who's this old coot?
I was just wondering about the Bills picks, Freddie. I know you don't really care.
No, Bills anybody. Concern me. I think they're going to be a competitor.
Bills concern him now. Okay.
Bills concern me.
It's a new day, so you never know. The Stephen Hill pick might bother him today.
Who knows?
Flick the switch.
Well, he doesn't care.
Oh, my guy went.
Devin Wiley.
Damn it. To the Chiefs.
Fresno State. Connect shown.
Although, word on the street is you can get returners undrafted, so of course you can probably get
5'9", 187 pounds, Wiley.
4'3", 6", return man, slot receiver.
He's a Wiley returner.
He's a Wiley veteran.
All right.
I'll see you, buddy.
We're going to be here until 3 o'clock. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket hotline. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
What would make your business better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a business checking account, better banking is a package of business solutions with preferred rates and better resources, along with customizable options designed to fit your business perfectly. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. Let us show you how dedicated we can be to your business. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Have a mock draft of your own? Who do you think the Patriots will pick next? Call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. Or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to PFW Draft Central and Fred Kirsch.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress, our special draft show, third day of that. We'll be here until 3 o'clock. It is Saturday here at Gillette Stadium. There's people out in the field. They're having some type of party. I don't know what it is. You know what they're doing down there? I see balloons.
I don't know.
There's somebody.
It does look like a birthday party.
Somebody just did a cartwheel.
People are doing cartwheels.
Is that Paul? Oh, no.
I could
Paul's behind me.
Freddie, I could do a cartwheel.
Webradio@patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. While we were gone, the Broncos took Philip Blake out of Baylor, a center.
Good
and
player.
The Steelers took Alameda Tamu, defensive tackle out of Washington. So the Chargers are up with the 110th pick, the 15th of the fourth round. Again, the Patriots, by way of trade yesterday, have a fifth-round pick, so they won't be up for quite a while. What is it, 5 minutes between picks in the rest of the way?
Yep, the rest of the day.
It's so, a good pick for the Steelers right there.
Yeah.
Casey Hampton Insurance, big fan of his.
Mm, he's a big one.
Well, the Steelers really went interior. They went, you know, they really addressed the offensive line earlier. So
that's how you win, strong up the middle.
What do you want? Up a little bit. Is that good? Is that better? We're having a little trouble with the mics here.
So when did Pittsburgh pick, Freddie, what number?
Right now, you mean?
Pittsburgh picked to
109.
Today.
So they picked for Washington.
Correct. Correct.
Yes, the Raiders through the Redskins. Correct. Chargers are up now, and the Bears the Bears are on deck.
Greg Schiano was waiting to go on NFL Network, and they showed a tease him, and he just waves to the camera. I have some very good news. If we pick in the fifth round, the hope and expectation is that Bill Belichick will do a press conference shortly thereafter.
Oh, okay.
And we might be able to wrap up this show early. Not this show, but the draft.
The whole day.
Make sure you have that eye twitch fixed by then, or else you think you're mad at him or something.
I don't know where it came from. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's not funny. What if I have Parkinson's?
Be a little funny.
Yeah.
Then I'll be like...
It's karma.
A little funny.
Karma. The Chargers.
It karma. I've never made fun of anybody with Parkinson's.
Oh, please. Yeah, well, just making fun of people, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Parkinson's specifically. I don't have any specifics about Parkinson's.
My uncle was just diagnosed with it. Actually.
I made fun of Tom Brady all the time, so So should I get a supermodel wife? I mean,
no, just bad things should happen to you.
What do you mean?
All.
You don't have one?
It's I have a very beautiful wife. I'll take my wife over his.
I can hear you eating, Eric.
Sorry.
You might want to like just turn that down while you're crunching your Fritos.
You can turn it off completely.
Let's see.
He already did. We got a producer.
Oh.
He thought you wanted to eat, so he turned it down.
The Chargers have picked Ladarius Green, tight end, out of Louisiana Lafayette.
Not bad.
Yeah,
I think I
liked him. In this class, I liked him. Yeah. He's a jag in other years. But
Andy, I think he's one of the guys that you were just talking about.
Might have to turn Paul's mic off, too.
Right.
Or pull the sub out of his mouth. Yeah, where's my tight ends? Yeah.
While you're doing that, Mark and Cheddar writes in, loving the show so far. I've been thinking about the draft and so far and realized that Eric has been so cranky about the Patriots.
Here we go again.
We start on day one with low expectations, and then as the night rolls along, we keep telling ourselves tonight is going to be the night. And then suddenly we trade up, and things are looking good. We're happy. We're getting somewhere. Then suddenly out of nowhere, things heat up even further. We trade up again. Things are looking great. We get a good vibe. Day two. Our hopes are high. We're excited. Still on the high from what might be after last night. Then silence. Who is he? They chose him? Why would they do this to us? We thought it was clicking. We thought it was going somewhere. Then all the promise of a special draft ebbed away.
He's now going to miss out.
How do you know it's not a special draft? Because if both the first-round guys are good, it's a special draft.
Now the comparison with Eric. He goes into a bar with low expectations. As the night goes along, he tells himself...
Fred, come on. Do we not have other emails that are more important than this crap?
Actually,
seriously.
We don't.
Move on.
Tonight
please.
Is not going to be the night, and then suddenly a woman walks over and starts
talking
to him.
Things start heating up.
She asks for his number, and if he wants to have dinner with her tomorrow night, he gets a good vibe.
I'm just going to start eating.
Then the next night, Eric's hopes are high. He's excited. This might just be the night.
She suggested
they meet at the restaurant. He turns up. Then silence. She introduces him to her gay friend.
Lubricants.
That's not nice.
Okay, good. Move on.
Lubricants.
I thought for sure that might end with an Adam's apple.
Kind of did. Introduced to the gay
friend. No, I know, but I thought maybe the Adam's apple would be on the woman, quote unquote.
I thought it was going to be, she wasn't there. You know, he was left sitting by himself.
Wouldn't be the first time.
And that doesn't bother him. He likes doing things by himself.
Wait a minute. Now.
That would bother me.
Wait a minute. Did you just say it wouldn't be the first time?
Yep.
You've been,
stood up like
that?
By a gay guy?
No, Fred.
Now he's just being an a-hole.
Fred.
What?
This is something that needs to be probed.
No, it doesn't, Paul.
By you.
No, it doesn't.
Well, we've all been stood up. I've been stood up once.
I've never been stood up.
No? I have. Pablo.
I never even had a girl give me a fake number.
Where was it? Was it at like a busy restaurant or a nice restaurant? Was it like a sitcom where like the waiter keeps coming and checking, sir, are you sure you still want to sit here? And...
Oh, no. I have.
That actually did kind of happen. I ended up getting a free dessert out of it.
Somewhere Dave Dudek's like, wait a minute. If I pretend I got stood up, I get a free dessert?
I'm sorry, but the things that Fred decides are not interesting at all to me, I have no idea. Because this fascinates me. He got a free dessert out of it?
Well, Fred thinks it's run of the mill that everybody's stood up.
I remember, having to meet someone and she never showed up or something along those lines.
So yeah. Eric totally stood up, like never heard from the person again? Or did she call and like, oh, my grandmother
died?
We're
actually really good friends right now. Honest to God. True story.
That's weird.
This just gets better and better with every sexual passing
friends?
Comment.
No. We know that. No. He hasn't had a sexual friend
Shut
in
Shut up!
Years.
Unconfirmed. Not undenied.
Thank you, Paul.
Just unconfirmed.
Pablo in Mexico City, I was unable to follow the show all the way through yesterday, so I missed your opinion on Beckett. I like the pick, but do you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Paul doesn't, but everybody else does. Because he's everything but Patriots Paul Perillo. I think they may have taken him a little early. Other than that, I had no choice, really, with the pick.
Because somebody honestly would have drafted him.
Maybe.
I'm looking forward to him changing the pronunciation of his name, too, because I know as an NFL player, he'll go to Beckett.
Paul, I'll get him to do it.
Well,
don't worry.
According to NFL Draft Scout, it is Beckett.
Well, I'm just telling you what he was known by at Arkansas.
I'm going to call him Bakwa.
Doesn't mean it was right. Bakwa. They might have been mispronouncing his name. Like, Vern Lundquist may have been mispronouncing his name for all these years, but he was known as Beckett.
in the SEC.
A little run on tight ends. Okay. The Bears took Evan Rodriguez out of Temple.
Oh, and Bobby Massey finally went off the board. Some people thought he was a first-round pick.
And then Bobby Massey by the Cardinals, tackle out of Mississippi. The Cowboys.
So, Paul, it was justifiable that you didn't have Bobby Massey.
Yeah, but the other two did get taken, McClellan and
Gilmore.
Yes, and again, just to reiterate, not my top 100.
That's not what I heard. Just saying.
Matt from Denmark writes in, my question is about a guy from last year's draft, Ryan Mallett. What do you think will happen with him? Will he take over after Tom, a trade, or what do you think? Love listening to you guys. Makes the offseason feel a little shorter.
Well, isn't the boring answer that he'll be the 3 again this year, yes, and then he'll be the 2 next year, and then beyond that, who the hell knows?
Yeah, but that's probably the right answer, though.
I know.
Doesn't necessarily make it boring.
Once the draft ends, I become Mr. Analyst. You know.
Mr. Anal.
Steve from Toronto writes in. He's got 2 points. One, a friend of mine, Arkansas grad and currently a football coach in Texas, says Jake Beckett is a great pick. High motor, wreaked havoc on SEC quarterbacks, may not be a Pro Bowl player, but will be a solid starter for years.
Like I said.
That's fine.
High floor, low ceiling.
And two, I watched the Belichick press conference. Why did no one ask Coach why he spent a second-round pick on Tavon Wilson when he could have signed him as a free agent? No one asked. No sacks in the room.
You can't ask that question.
We're not allowed to ask certain questions.
But it's also not a legitimate question because you are not qualified to say he wasn't going to be drafted.
That's right.
And it was asked about 6 different ways.
And he did say why he drafted him. So, I mean, that's why. I mean, the question was asked.
But no one asked it specifically like that. Right. But you're right, Fred. Right. It was asked. I mean, Mike Reese asked it about 2 different ways.
Right.
That was clearly the inference was, we don't know anything about this guy. It seemed like all the experts, quote-unquote, who don't have the information that you do, didn't feel like he was a second-round pick. Why?
Right. You know, and I think it was addressed. I do think it was addressed. It wasn't asked in a confrontational way, which, you know, you don't do, because that just kind of ends the press conference right there and spoils it for everybody else.
And I thought
else.
He gave a pretty decent answer as to why.
I do, too. I mean, you don't have to buy it, because for the same reasons they picked him, you could have picked someone else or waited and got him later or whatever. But I think, you know, I think he makes a good point, as I said in the beginning, that, you know, there are guys, and it's rare, that, you know, don't get invited to the combine, don't make these books because, A, they didn't meet the criteria of, you know, being on an all-star team or being first team all-conference or whatever. There are reasons why you pick a guy like this. Versatility, started since his sophomore year, played in the Big Ten against good competition, you got a ton of film on him, you know, you certainly... you know, didn't have to look far and wide to get info on him. So you can make an informed position decision from a guy coming from Illinois, and they did. And so those are the reasons to take a guy like that. I understand all the objections about where. No doubt about it. But, I, you know, from what we gather, they were trying like hell to get out of that pick. So, you know, the pick came up, and it wasn't like, oh, my God, let's take Wilson. They were trying like hell to get out of that pick, from what we understand, and they couldn't. Nobody wanted to play ball with them, so I think they just said, you know what, we like this guy, we think he can be solid, let's take him. So I think that's the long and short of it.
I'm anxious to see what he can do. I really am.
Yeah.
I really want to see what he can do on the field.
I think we all are. Irish is... emailing in, he says there's a bad stream. I don't know. Are we okay down there, Matt? Hey, Matt.
I don't know. It seems like when you guys go to eat, then when you come back from eating, you can't really hear you guys as well. You got to have the mics closer to your mouths.
Mine is pretty close, right? I mean, anymore, yeah. I'll be swallowing it.
Mark tape, please.
And Andy has his down by his neck because he's eating and drinking and... not partaking in the show, but that's all right. You know, I can do the show by myself. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-298-0398.
There's 4 people here. I didn't know I had to do every minute of a 3-hour show.
Yemi
I'm
from
sorry,
Texas.
I thought we could maybe split it up and some of us could eat and shut our mics off.
Yemi from Texas.
Because when I shut this off, it shuts my mic off, right?
No.
Oh. I thought when I shut it off,
your
you couldn't hear me.
It's just your headset.
And the problem arises.
Oh, suck it. So when I want to eat, I should tell you.
I'm
so
still
you
trying to figure
down.
Out how we're doing 3 hours today.
Yemi from Texas says, are you saying Mike Reese's article about Tavon Smith did not change your mind on the pick?
I would have had to have read it.
Yeah.
Fill us in.
And it probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
So, Eric, why don't you go get Mike Reese's article on...
Mike Reese's articles rarely sway me.
Well, let's just
I think he does a solid job. I'm not criticizing him, but he and I look at things differently, I think, and I often don't get swayed
by his
logic.
What he had to say. The Cowboys took Kyle Wilbur, outside linebacker out of Wake Forest, 6'4", 249. And the Seahawks, this is the pick they got from the Eagles, took Jay Howard, defensive tackle out of Florida. So the Titans are up with the 20th pick in the fourth round, followed by the Bengals. And then there's a lot of picks later on that were via trades. And the compensatory picks really come into play in this round. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. 8 compensatory picks at the end of this round. So this will be a fairly long round until we get to the fifth and the Patriots get back into play.
Read something today. It was kind of interesting. Nigel Bradham, who went the 10th pick of this round out of Florida State, he went to Buffalo. And then just that pick right there, I believe, Jay Howard from Florida. First guys taken from Florida State in Florida.
Yeah, I know.
In the draft. No picks from those two schools in the first three rounds. That's amazing.
And the first round, the list of first round schools kept out was even more amazing because it was like, what do you have all over your face?
Chowder.
Chowder.
Like Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, Florida State, Miami. Like, I forgot exactly.
Did you do that on purpose?
Just give up. Don't worry about having a professional radio show.
Don't worry. We didn't hear that.
I'm trying to wipe my face. Maybe this is why we wanted microphones. we eat too much. Let's see. Jeremy writes in. Is my mic all right?
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. Sounds okay.
He doesn't care anymore. He's washed his hands on this freaking show.
Well, how do other people do when
they don't eat when they're on the air?
Well, what else are we going to eat? We're on for 3 hours.
You're the one who decided, and well, that's the problem. We need like an extended break at some point so we can eat. And I don't think we have extended breaks.
No, we don't.
Let's re-rack the interview from yesterday.
Jeremy writes in, what do you think of this idea? In addition to teams being able to trade current and future draft picks in order to move up, what if they could also trade cap space?
No.
Literally adding
no.
X number of dollars no. in cap space for a current or future NFL season. The money would literally be paid to the team, and that amount of cap space would be removed from the trading team. Crazy idea?
Not crazy, because they do it in baseball and basketball, but I have no interest in doing it.
But you can't trade cap space in basketball.
No, I know.
There is no cap in baseball.
Does.
I think it is crazy. I agree with Andy, and it's because just think of some of the teams that wouldn't be they wouldn't do it right. You know, Cincinnati, Tampa Bay, they would trade all kinds of cap space to teams like Washington, and because they would just pocket the money. I don't think that'd be a good move at all.
Eric has Mike Reese's story.
Yeah,
up.
And
what do you got, Eric?
Essentially, it's just a story summarizing Belichick's comments in the press conference last night. So it's not really revealing anything new.
Oh, really?
I mean, he does point out, that Williams made the visits to the seven teams, and he names the seven teams. But he didn't provide any information that Bill didn't give us in the press conference.
Okay.
So it's not.
So there's no opinion there, really.
And we had the information about the teams
from
Ravens Insider.
Yeah. So there's nothing really there that we didn't already know coming in this morning.
Okay. Jacob wants to know, why didn't we trade away picks for next year's draft, which is way better than this year's draft class?
Year's draft class. No.
Well, God. Sometimes they kind of know.
It's always better
they
next
forecast.
Year.
Yeah.
It's always better
But
next
that's
year.
The thing. Andy's right. Every year, people are like, oh, wait till next year's class.
And then
class.
Three guys blow out an ACL, or a guy doesn't come out who's going to come out,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. And for all we know, they tried, and no one wanted to trade. No one wanted to trade clearly in this draft with them, and maybe they didn't want to do anything for next year either. I don't know. We don't know the trades that are available, the phone calls they got.
Right.
They got 50 cents on the dollar this year, so maybe they were going to get,
right.
2 cents on the dollar
right.
for next.
Right. Sean from New Hampshire, great show. It's been a while. I was pissed last year and called in when they didn't get Robert Quinn, and Eric booted me. But I forgive him. He has bigger issues. I'm happy with the draft so far. Last year, he didn't try to address it. We came within a play of our fourth title, and now this year he has. I think each of them are great picks. Wilson is questionable. I can see that people didn't see him as a second rounder. Besides the experts and all the hoopla as to why he isn't a good pick at 48, please tell me why you guys think he isn't the right pick at defensive bat. Have you guys seen film on him? He seems instinctive and a solid player to me. I think maybe Bill got him because Chung is always hurt. Why do you want us to get who do you want us to get with our fifth round pick? I want another defensive back. We still need a cover corner. Keep up the great work. By the way, visit the Facebook page and post once in a while and say hi to Kevin. He does a great job for you guys.
Kevin Collins?
I guess so. He's in charge of the Facebook
page. Maybe if he spent more time doing his real job and worried about Facebook, he wouldn't have to worry about, you know, where our microphones are.
Orson Charles just went to the Bengals. That's
a good pick
for them.
Very good pick.
Some would argue he was
he
the best tight end in the draft.
Yeah.
Had a little DUI issue.
Too bad.
Good size, good athleticism.
Bengals getting back to their roots then? That's what you're telling me? Because they've had a good draft so far. They had to go back and get a bad boy.
Well, I don't know if he was
DUI is
one of those things
that could happen to anybody.
Now, if he has a long history,
I don't know
the whole thing.
Or if it happens twice.
That would be a history.
Yeah.
You know, like Andy said.
I decided
to step in for you there. I'm sorry.
Aside from Eric, anybody in this room could have had a DUI.
Why not Eric?
Because I don't.
He drinks a quarter of a beer.
He's never had
point
8
alcohol. You don't
have
to be drunk to get a DUI.
You just good point, but I don't drink enough.
Under the influence.
Usually don't drink enough.
Men
to get.
Can drink, theoretically, like two beers an hour and still be fine.
Eric's
never had two beers in an
Eric
hour.
Eric could do the breathalyzer and never, ever hit the limit.
Not ripping you, by the way. Just
no, I know. I wasn't saying you were.
Cody Sensabaugh went to the Titans right ahead of the Bengals pick.
That was a Sensabaugh pick.
Cornerback out of Clemson.
Really?
49ers are on the clock.
Can Charles block it all, Andy? Because I didn't see him blocking at all. I mean, reasonably athletic.
I never saw him blocking. But I don't think he can.
Because they have a guy already in Gresham that doesn't really block. He's more of a wide receiver type. I was just wondering if
so
they were
the
trying
Patriots.
To. I was wondering if they were trying to look for more than more of what the Patriots have, a guy who can block and catch. Now, obviously,
Charles reminded me more of
not Gronk,
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah. See, if that's the case, then I think they already have that in Gresham.
Scott in Atlanta writes in, so I'm watching some YouTube stuff on this Wilson kid. Yeah, I can't see it. Just watch the Michigan running back complete a catch on him out of the Wildcat, and now he's taking a sled ride down the sideline. Great.
It's a Nantucket sleigh ride.
So,
I still go back with the, I like that that our emailers, nothing. No, we can't hear you. Didn't hear that either. That we had an Ohio State guy, so a guy on the other side that said I watched him for 4 years and he sucked. And then we had a guy on Illinois' side that said he sucked. I mean, it's not exactly glowing recommendations.
Craig writes in, I hope we can get through the day without asking pre-pubescent callers if they have consummated their relationships.
Today, Junior?
Yeah, he wasn't pre-pubescent.
That was probably the low point.
15, you've had puberty.
That was the low point.
Was he talking about the 7-year-old kid that called
I didn't
earlier?
Ask the 7-year-old kid.
You were mad at Fred because you didn't get a chance to.
You asked him if he had a girlfriend, though, the 7-year-old.
Yeah, but I didn't ask him if he had consummated the relationship.
I think that's the line of question
not
you were going to.
Why? I asked my son if he has a girlfriend. Everybody thinks it's cute when little kids have girlfriends.
Listen to me.
And my son has one.
You don't ask 7-year-old kids who are strangers about those things. You just don't do that. It's inappropriate.
I don't agree.
Which is why you will get in trouble someday. Sal.
Someday.
Sal in Bogota. Or Bogota.
Bogota, as you used to call it.
Gentlemen, great shows. I've been listening each night. What position do you believe the Patriots will pursue through undrafted free agents? What position will most likely be filled through the same means? Thanks again for an informative and entertaining show and making me feel a little bit closer to home.
There'll be a return man in the undrafted class.
Offensive line as well.
Yeah, I think you'll get some O-line. You'll probably get some interior D linemen.
You're going to get everything.
Yeah, you'll get
assigned a dozen guys or whatever
I was just going to say, the rosters have been increased to 90.
So 79, you have 11 slots.
Right.
Unless you get rid of somebody, too. They could, I don't know if they have everybody. So they could potentially sign 11 guys.
And remember,
your rookies don't even count against the roster until they sign.
And Eric Catani is on the roster now, by the way.
Yes, I know. But your five picks don't count to the roster until they sign. So they're free spots until July.
Right.
So you really have a roster limit of 95.
Until you sign them. Right.
Right. But for these camps and stuff, you could sign 15 undrafted and then cut five.
Because the draft picks don't generally sign until right before camp, which allows you to get through your whole offseason with extra guys.
But who cares? As Bill said, we don't really care about the rookie camp.
Yeah, that was good. We're not going to build. What was it?
We're not going to build Rome in a couple days. I mean, he really shot down that. I didn't like that message.
Why do they have it?
Right.
Why not just give them the playbook and tell them how they're going to go about doing things?
I'm Chandler Jones, and I happen to be watching TV last night. We don't really care about the rookie camp. Phew, so I can just relax during that and not try.
I heard Chandler Jones walked out with a rather thick playbook yesterday. So
he's got a lot to learn.
He's already
defensive end, outside linebacker, 4-3, 3-4 terminology, everything. And they start from scratch on those.
Yeah.
That is where you are if there's a huddle. I mean, they start literally from scratch in those playbooks.
That's basically what the rookie minicamp is, by the way. They want to get them on the field so they know the Patriots' way of doing things, practicing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you go, how you do it, the terminology, all the stuff that Andy just said.
And it makes sense.
But we don't really care about that.
But evidently Rome's not going to get built, so I wouldn't worry about it.
You know, when the seniors come, the veterans, you know, you don't want to waste any time telling guys where to line up. You want them to just fall in.
And everybody does that. You were right when you said that. A lot of places have the underclassmen report before the the veterans.
Yep. Joe from Orange, the stream is fine. I've heard no issues thus far. I think Bill and the guys were playing pin the tail on the safety in the second round.
Pin
the tail.
Otherwise, great draft. And Eric, stop being a bitch. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Wow.
Yeah, coming from a guy who doesn't take anything.
Eric, have you been bitchy today?
No more than usual.
See, this is good. I like how he's embraced this thing.
Well, tell me, he's getting
4 years late, but
He's getting into the French mode of thinking. Just, you know.
Why are you so against the France? Have you ever been to France? Have you ever met a French person?
Oh, I've met a French person. In fact, my grandmother is a French Canadian.
A French Canadian?
And Irish, but yeah.
Wouldn't you say you French kissed?
You know.
But you shouldn't be judging books by their covers, Fred. You shouldn't do that.
He's not even doing it by the cover if he hasn't met any. He's judging it by the
reviews?
Yeah.
See, I would think you, with your Fox News, would be against the French.
My Fox News.
You know,
what about my BBC News? Because I watch that, too, and they're hardly a right-wing network.
The Freedom
Fries.
Did
you see me when I was on?
where did Paul escape to? I just heard him in the background
laughing. He
was fighting
a sandwich, but I tickled his fancy.
Not the first time.
Jordan writes in, I remember yesterday you guys saying you wanted a returner for special teams. Cliff Harris from Oregon could be good.
Yep.
I'm not saying we should draft him because of his troubles, but maybe as an undrafted free agent, also could help on defense, possibly would have been a first rounder next year if he didn't constantly get in trouble. Now, what kind of trouble does he get in? Do we know?
Who?
This guy from Oregon.
He's a punk.
I can get specifics.
Cliff Harris.
What the hell is all that noise?
Eric. He's got his headset in his hand.
Okay, can we try a new thing? If you're going to take your headset off, ask him to mute it.
Eric is he's dead set on eating Fritos during the show. He's just going to insist on eating Fritos.
Jarius Wright just go right there? Is that pick over there, Andy?
It would appear to be.
Jarius Wright just went to the Vikings, wide receiver out of Arkansas. Joe Looney, a guard out of 49ers, went to the 49ers. He's out of Wake Forest.
Guard out of the 49ers.
Isn't that the guy on the overnight show with the brick?
Yeah, I think so.
Looney. Is his name Joe?
It struck a...
Looney.
I know it's Looney, but isn't it Joe?
I don't know. The Redskins are up with the 24th pick of the fourth round, followed by the Browns. Browns are very active this draft. A lot of picks so far.
Yeah, well, they had a lot of picks.
Yeah.
Eric, you're not on.
Eric, stop talking to no one. Bill in Carlsbad, why hasn't Brandon Boykin been picked yet? Did he kill someone before the draft or what?
That's a great question. I don't have the answer. He's one of those guys. We'll get the answer eventually.
It's like Lamar Miller, you know, goes in the top of the fourth round. Some guys thought he was a fringe first round pick.
But at least he was a 1 year wonder. I mean,
I didn't love him.
Football wise,
he had
a
shoulder problem too.
I don't think there's any reason why Boykin should, football-wise, be dropping this far.
Jacob from Denmark.
5'9", 182.
Who do we think has the best draft so far?
The Patriots.
No, come on now.
I'm not allowed to argue that. They traded up for the two biggest needs. They added talent to the defensive front. They were aggressive.
You honestly think, if you're being serious, I'll accept that answer.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the
answer. Well, I'm seriously
thinking everything Andy just said is true. I don't know if that makes them the best. I haven't analyzed everybody's pick. I mentioned Cincinnati earlier. I think Cincinnati did some things to help the team. I think Cleveland did some things to help the team.
I was just going to say, what about Cleveland? I mean, they got their quarterback. And
now, I'll tell you, you might look this in 5 years and think, you know, Andy's whole floor and ceiling thing. The St. Louis Rams had the ultimate boom or bust draft. I mean, they took Jenkins and Tremaine Johnson, who both have some character issues. If they stay out of trouble and they pan out and play up to their ability, all of a sudden you're looking at a dynamic secondary. They got a couple of wide receivers, which they badly needed, right?
Right.
To help Sam Bradford out. So, you know, Brian Quick and Chris Givens, if those two guys pan out, that's a pretty good draft. But there's a lot of risk in that draft, too. I mean, Janoris Jenkins, and he's a guy that could be out of the league in 3 years.
Yep.
Legitimately. So, who knows? Fred just discussed it with Eric.
A little bit. How big was that bag? It seems like like the bottomless bag. It's just one of those snack bags, but he's just kept pouring Fritos out of there. It's one of those clown cars full of Fritos.
You want some?
No, I don't.
No, we don't need more people chewing on this.
Stephen Westford says, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Just to be clear, Andy asked the 15-year-old who called in if he had a girlfriend, not the 7-year-old.
Right. Yeah, no, but he was mad at Fred for not allowing him to ask the 7-year-old.
Exactly. It was Fred who ditched the 7-year-old when he couldn't keep up with the show's witty repartee. Andy may be perverted, but he's not likely to go to jail for it.
Yeah.
On the other hand,
you don't know Andy that well.
Why would you go to jail for asking a 7-year-old if he has a girlfriend?
He's not done yet. On the other hand, I'm remembering yesterday's prom comment. If it's a prom, then I'll be back in 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
It's been nice hearing you, Andy. Enjoy your 3 to 5 year vacation.
One of Fred's favorites just got chosen.
Who's that?
Keenan Robinson.
Keenan Robinson.
No Ivory?
Yeah, I kind of liked him too.
Yeah, I wanted to make him a safety. 6'3", 242 out of
Texas. Speaking of which, off the air,
242-pound safety.
Yes. Right.
Oh my God.
Fred thought Trevor Scott was a defensive back, not an outside linebacker.
Up until like when?
He's, 5 minutes before the show started.
Oh,
he has no interest in Trevor Scott anymore.
Were you confusing him with the guy from the Jets, the Marquise Cole?
No. I was
the workout guy.
I watched his workout on YouTube, and he didn't look big enough to be a defensive end. Honestly.
Fred, I'll say this: he's not a lock to make the team, especially after what you did on Thursday.
I know,
but he's an edge guy.
He doesn't. He looks small on YouTube. Maybe it was just my screen.
That would be funny. I'm watching this on my phone. He looks small.
I'm watching it on an iPhone.
Ross writes in, great work with the draft coverage and props for predicting the Chandler Jones pick. I emailed in early on Thursday with my prediction that we would trade up for Hightower, but that I wasn't sure I liked it because I felt we would still need outside linebacker defensive end. I'm truly shocked that we ended up with two edge rushers, and because of this, I really like the Hightower pick. I know that many of us would have preferred Merciless as he was more of a pure pass rusher, but the thing that I like about our selections is that they can all rush the passer to a greater or lesser degree. Rather than an offense being able to scheme around negating a single pass rusher, they have to worry about where Bill will bring the heat, which should probably be more difficult. Overall, as a team, I think the pass rush will be much better, and it won't rely on a single player. It's a good point if it's true.
But wouldn't that be true if you had Merciless as one of those guys, too?
Yeah.
It wouldn't if you didn't take the other guy, but yes, you're right.
Well, it wouldn't be true without the other guys anyway.
What do you mean?
You drafted three guys that you think can help you in the pass rush.
Right. All different positions, right.
Well, two of them are defensive and outside linebacker.
Yeah.
Really?
Right?
Well, yeah. Okay.
Beckett and
Chandler
different guys, you know.
Jones and Beckett are in the same position.
My point is only that if you had Merciless, Hightower, and Beckett instead of Jones, Hightower, and Beckett, the same thing that emailer just said would apply.
Well, no.
And you had the same option.
He's saying that Merciless is more of a one-trick pony, whereas Jones can do more things.
But his point is they all can rush the passer to some extent. That's what he said.
Right, to a greater or lesser degree.
So why is having a lesser ability to rush the passer putting more pressure on the defense than having a greater ability to rush the passer?
Because he thinks that Jones can do other things as well. Don't you think you would have a pretty awesome 4-3 style front seven? Jones in the right with Love and Wilfork in the middle. On the left side, you have Dedrick as the run stuffer or Beckett as the rusher. Then you have a fearsome linebacker core with Hightower, Spikes, and Mayo. throw in a rotation of Fanini, Fletcher, Ninko, and possibly Andre Carter, and I'm thinking I like it a lot.
There's a lot of possibilities.
Potential.
There's a lot of potential there. There's a lot of guys that I think might allow Belichick to do some different things with, and I think that's a good thing for him. I think when he's at his most creative is when he's at his best. So I like the idea of him having the flexibility. But the bottom line is, like Andy just kind of alluded to, potential. You have to see these guys get out on the field and show the ability to do some of the things they did in college at the National Football League level, as Bill would say.
I mean, we're just penciling in Brandon Dedrick now as like a starting caliber player. I know they like him, but
right.
I still have to see it.
If you had to compare, now forget about what we know about Jermaine Cunningham, but from what we thought when we just saw him coming out of college, how would you compare Jones to Cunningham?
More athletic.
Better.
I like
more athletic.
Jones
better.
Overall.
Yeah,
Jones
I like
better.
Jones
a lot better, actually.
Okay.
And I don't think he's an elite athlete. I'm not. One of the comparisons that Greg Bedard is throwing around is Juan-Pierre Paul or Jason, as I call
I think
him.
They're a little different.
I think you're getting a little overzealous
a
there
little
with the athleticism. But he's certainly more athletic and has more potential to be athletic and be an impact playmaker than Cunningham ever did.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Kevin writes in, just watched some footage of Illinois versus Michigan, and it appears that Tavon Wilson does not come off blocks well. This concerns me. Okay.
There's plenty to be concerned about with Tavon Wilson.
All right. It's 1:15. We're going to be here until 3 o'clock with this special draft edition of PFW in Progress. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
What would make your business better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a business checking account, Better Banking is a package of business solutions with preferred rates and better resources, along with customizable options designed to fit your business perfectly. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. Let us show you how dedicated we can be to your business. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochee. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Want to make your picks in the 2012 NFL Draft?
With the 21st pick, the New England Patriots select Chandler Jones. With the 25th pick, the New England Patriots select Dante Hightower.
Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email your picks to webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Fred and the Gang, live from Patriots Draft Headquarters inside Gillette Stadium.
All right. Back here in PFW in progress, just as the show went on, Andy handed me some red velvet cake. So my mouth is full. Sorry. Richard writes in. He says, Dick here, no longer in Victoria, now home in Britain. I watched Belichick's press conference from last night. His justification for taking Devon Wilson was that last season they played nickel and dime packages 50% of the time. Actually, more than that. Wilson is a versatile player. He played safety, cornerback, including nickel and dime defensive back. Therefore, he's a multifaceted player who could play anywhere on the defensive backfield. Do you agree with this assessment? Perhaps it is.
Yes.
Perhaps whoever is in the booth could get a Tom Hanks Wilson sound effect together and play every time Devon is mentioned. Also, what was the snorting noise Bill Belichick kept making during the press conference? It was disgusting. Does he normally do this?
Yes. Yes. Every single press conference.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of his...
It's one of his characteristics.
Yeah. Keep up the great work. Your off-season shows are the best, and your draft specials have been especially memorable. That's interesting.
The only thing about
he didn't say good. He said memorable.
The only thing about the versatility and the nickel packages, I agree. I think Tavon Wilson has definitely... He started a whole year at corner. He started a whole year at safety. He's played nickel, dime, on the line, in the slot, everything. So he's as versatile as you can be. But I have to think there are other guys that have done a lot of different things as well that were higher rated.
The question
is, why Wilson?
Right. At the 25th pick in the fourth round, the Browns took James Michael Johnson, inside linebacker out of Nevada. Mm-hmm. The Texans took Keshawn Martin, wide receiver out of Michigan State, and the Saints took Nick Toon, wide receiver out of Wisconsin.
Toon.
Al's kid.
Yep. So we're moving along in the fourth round. The Patriots are...
I wonder if he'll catch 111 five-yard passes, too.
The Patriots are on the board in the fifth round because of their trade yesterday.
You're shaking your head.
Mark writes in, according to Greg Aiello...
that's my boy.
90-player limit will... 90-player limit will include active, inactive, practice squad, exempt, reserve list, unsigned draft choices, and franchise free agents. So unsigned rookies will count against the 90-man roster.
Once again.
Guys like Wes Welker and even Shaun White could count as well.
Once again, Paul and Andy. Wrong again.
So,
Brandon Boykin just went off the board to Philadelphia.
Mm. Yeah, we're watching his highlights right now.
Let's see.
Too bad.
Iggy from Madrid writes in, I don't understand why we did not add more help in the secondary. Even if the Wilson kid can play, we're basically in the same position we were last season when our secondary was abysmal. Granted, you do have Razai Dowling, but you can't count on him because of injuries. And a better pass rush should help, but I'm not sure the pass rush will be better this year with the rookies than last year with Anderson and Carter.
What about Razai Dowling and Stephen Gregory?
Again, he's not counting Dowling because he doesn't think he's going to be healthy.
Okay, what about Stephen Gregory?
Yeah, Gregory, I think, is an upgrade.
And what about Will Allen? Not sure Will Allen's a great...
Right, we haven't mentioned him.
You've added guys.
Yep. So, we'll see. I mean, it's...
Yeah, that didn't go
over the air.
Yeah, that didn't go over the air at all.
Excuse me.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Burped into the microphone.
He
not into it. I kind of like, you know how you blow your cheeks up and try to hold it in? It
yeah. Work. It's like the guy, you know, those post-lunch meetings that they have and they're sitting around the conference room. All right, let's go over the fourth quarter numbers. You know,
wait a minute. What you do when you're reading an email.
That right. guy is you.
Right. Okay. Well, it's tough when you're eating fast. You know, people don't realize
so slow down.
The sacrifice that we make in order to put
Eat
the show
slower.
On.
You couldn't even finish your little one bite.
Well, I haven't yet. It's still on deck. I'm not done with it.
Are these all for Fred?
Well, they weren't meant to be, but it seems like he's kind of acquired.
You put him in front of me. I have had half of one. This cheesecake, if you want cheesecake.
I like the red velvet. I might go with
this cheesecake.
Ron, have you had the cheesecake?
Ron yeah, Brooks, a corner from LSU.
The carrot cake is very good.
To the Bills.
Brooksy.
Don't know much about him.
All right.
He was. I think he visited here.
Which one?
Ron Brooks.
I want to say there was some linkage to the Patriots with Ron Brooks.
Linkage.
What's wrong with that word?
Not shrinkage.
437. That's fast.
Iggy also wants to know, any worries about both Jones and Hightower having knee injuries in college? We already have two linebackers with knee problems and Spikes and Mayo. keep up the great work. We love the draft shows, especially if Eric is in a cranky mood.
See, Eric, you have to embrace it.
Embrace the hate.
You're doing a good job of that this weekend.
We were supposed to embrace the hate.
I told you were 4 years late with your development as a personality.
All right, web radio at Patriots.
Notice I said not of a personality, but as a personality. I'm not sure you've developed a personality, but as a radio.
Enough with the semantics. We know what you're saying.
Moving that.
I just moved
Paul,
my microphone.
Paul, what are you doing?
Because I wanted to get it closer to my mouth. Jesus.
Mark Tate.
God. You guys are so sensitive.
Web radio at Patriots.com, 508-298-0398. Hey, guys, says Serge.
Serge.
And he's from Florida. I had a crazy dream last night that the Patriots took another bust in the second round, but then I quickly realized I wasn't dreaming.
Katy Perry?
Meanwhile, I got my best friend, who's a Steeler fan, getting literally every player he wanted. But otherwise, I'm pretty happy with our first two picks, as well as Biquette. What do you guys think our chances are of getting Jenkins from Dallas? As always, great show. Screw the Jets. Peace out. People are talking about Jenkins being on the trade block with the Cowboys because of who they've picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want him?
Well, I know that they had some interest in him when he was coming out of the draft a few years ago, so I think they'd kick the tires again.
Yeah, I think that, and Bill even said it last night, after the draft, there'll be other guys that they sign. I mean, this is still a work in progress as far as building this roster for 2012.
And it will be.
Yeah.
It will be until even when they get into training camp, because how many times in training camp do we see them
every year
bring a guy in after the fact, once
either a signing
or a trade or something?
Yep.
Every year.
There's always, and guys come available that you didn't realize were going to be available.
Guys retire. Who knows? Brian Waters might say, I'm coming back. You know what? I ain't coming back.
That's true.
You could say, I'm coming back
twice
at the end of August.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
He did last year.
Because Bill knows him.
Catch after camp.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible. No?
Sure.
I could definitely see the first day of camp, no Brian Waters. And Bill, were you aware? We're comfortable with the situation. Mm-hmm. We discussed it. We'll leave it at
that. Like with Gerard Warren last year.
Everybody. I mean, all the time. When Randy Moss first came here and they said, we knew he wouldn't be here for the offseason stuff. And
yep.
He wasn't here for training camp last year, and it was his first year, and he still was your best offensive lineman.
And what about Haynesworth, though? All the stuff that he went through. He had that court case and all that. They knew about that going in.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, they took the risk on him and didn't work out.
Andre Carter could be in that spot this year.
Yep.
You know, maybe they'll just say, you know, get healthy. We'll see you in the middle of July, end of July.
One of the things Bill praised about Carter was his conditioning. So I don't think they're worried about that. The guy
pretty
keeps
well put together athlete now.
Amazing shape, never tires. Robert Bensing writes
retires?
Like, never tires, not
right.
retires.
No, I know. Yeah. I know what you meant, like Ray Lewis.
Right.
These 10, 12, 15-year veterans.
Who I see tired. What you did there. Robert writes
Webb, what was the term? Viney arms?
Viney arms?
He's got some vininess to him, some vascularity.
All right. The hubris of Andy Hart has no limit.
Uh-oh.
In his pathological narcissism, he really believes he's a better judge of football talent than Bill Belichick.
There is
no doubt that Bill and his staff have vetted Tavon Wilson, studied film on him, talked to his coaches, carefully examined his background, and concluded that he has the game experience in a top football conference, has the size, athletic ability, and good character to succeed in the NFL on the Patriots. But what would Hart know about character? He has never passed the smell test.
It's too bad he hasn't fallen into the vagina of a zebra so he can often refer to and end up in its everlastingly constipated bowel where he belongs.
So did they not vet Terrence Wheatley? Or did they not vet Darius Butler? All the guys that they vetted and sucked?
They were wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they could be dead wrong about Wilson. So I could be dead right or dead wrong.
Right.
As I've been in the past. Bill Belichick and I have one very, very, very much in common. We've both been wrong a lot and right a lot. Right?
Sure.
Everybody.
Everybody.
The same thing.
Every team.
Everybody who's in a job for an extended period of time. Okay. If you're wrong all the time, you lose your job. You're Matt Millen or you're out. But if you're there for a long time, Kevin Colbert has been wrong a lot. Limus Tweed. I mean, Swede.
Swede.
Sucked.
Right.
Okay, he was wrong. He's still one of the best in the game. Bill Belichick misses.
Right.
He's still one of the best
Even
in the
Bill
game.
Even Bill Polian said, you're just trying to be, in when it comes to the draft, right half the time.
Right.
You know?
I'm happen to be right a little bit more than that, and that's why I'm one of the best.
And the hubris,
and the hubris knows no bounds.
Right. Kyle Wrightson has
That's why I laughed at the guy earlier, Fred, when I walked in and said, I went back and listened to the podcast and heard Andy Hart say, they will trade up for Chandler Jones. He hasn't been beating his chest about it. Right. I don't know what you're listening to.
Kyle says, has Daquan Menzie been selected yet, or is he still available?
No.
The Patriots can get him. I feel he could be a solid contributor.
And I was eating while Paul was saying it, but that was the guy I wanted to point out. There are other people that have played corner and safety, and, oh, by the way, have the recommendation of Nick Saban, a former NFL head coach who's one of the great coaches in college football and a friend of Bill Belichick. So let's not pretend Tavon Wilson's the only guy that could have played corner and safety and all those things. Blah,
and
blah,
a
blah.
Former NFL coach. A
couple of interesting defensive players just got
Ronnell
taken.
Lewis.
Ronnell Lewis to the Lions, which
Crick.
Is a good fit for them. You know, he's that kind of edge player, athlete, faster than on that scheme. And the Texans took your guy, Crick, Andy.
The
it's
Texans
a good pick
have a great
hey, that was
front
our pick.
Seven.
That was literally our pick. From Patriots through
yes.
Broncos and Bucks.
Yes.
The Texans really...
They really are building up that front seven.
They sure are. Giants are on,
scary.
On the clock.
Did they get any wide receivers, though?
Yeah, they took
they
one.
Took,
did they take one?
Who did they take?
They took a speed burner.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Want me to look it up?
Let's see.
No.
If we can. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Let's see. The Texans picked.
Yes, I gotta know.
They picked Merciless. They did. They picked Devier Posey.
Devier Posey, Ohio State.
Wide receiver at Ohio State. So
not a good.
Not
one.
A great.
I didn't say they
pick,
picked a good one.
No,
not a good one.
They did get one.
I got Ben Jones as well.
They Fred need, likes him.
They needed
Fred
offensive.
Fred knew about Ben Jones in high school.
Oh yeah, you missed that story.
He was on Fred's radar in high school.
He was.
Why is that?
Do I have to tell?
Download
the story
the podcast.
Again?
Yeah. Listen to the podcast.
No, I'm not going to download the podcast.
Okay.
I just have to go the rest
right,
of my
we'll
life without
later.
Knowing the story. It's
we'll
okay.
Tell you
we'll
in
tell
the
you
4 hours
after.
When we're waiting for Bill Belichick to come to the podium.
Brandon Brooks, too. So they got two offensive linemen, Houston. So, that's a good draft for them.
All right. Let's see. Craig says he likes to play in the slot, too, but no one is drafting me. Keep up the good work.
It's a good email.
So.
That's why we know they didn't draft Eric. He can't play in the slot.
I knew that was coming.
No, not can't. Just haven't been given the opportunity
in 8 years.
It's not right. It's
is it true? Use it or lose
no.
it?
No. Just call me Roy Hobbs.
So, Andy.
Natural.
Andy, this morning, Beth comes out with we're getting on Will for not tying his cleats. He doesn't want to tie, he's, you know, do it all. So she goes, and he says he can't do it. And he, what do you think Beth said? It's not can't, Will. It's want.
See? She could be an analyst on this show.
Brooklyn Matt says, hey, guys, how do you know for sure that the player the Patriots drafted last night wasn't invited to the Combine? Maybe he was and drove to the Combine by mistake and decided to stay a few days in Colorado. Well, that's not even funny, Brooklyn. Hey, Andy, I know why your eye is twitching. It's a side effect from secretly pounding 5-hour energies to raise your game over the last 48 hours
so
you can be the best Mr. Draft you can be. Andy, you don't need performance enhancers to be Andy. You run hot naturally. Now, one of you guys administer a urine test on him to get to the bottom of all this so we can fix that juiced up eye twitch he's got.
I'm all natural, baby. I have not had a single 5-hour energy. Fred took them away.
We don't want to do that.
Did you drink them all?
Yeah, no, they're in my bag. You need one?
I don't think so.
No.
Imagine what my eye will do then.
Yeah.
You'll
start speaking.
Steve writes in, gentlemen, including
right
Eric, I'll be signing off for today. My 4-year-old is whining and to watch something on my phone. I should, of course, tell her no and keep listening, but clearly I have no balls. Anyway, thank you once again for your meaningless arguing and your questionable insight. Eric, I don't really think you're a bitch, but it's funnier when you play one on the radio and in your writing and on Patriots Today and on Scalavino.com and in Egypt. Soon to be Paris.
Egg pipe.
Soon to be Paris.
Is there going to be an international incident with you
in Paris? Of a good kind or not?
Are you going to get into an argument with some guy and get into...
Why would I?
I don't know. If you're angry Eric, it might happen.
You're a pompous ass.
What if you
tell him? According to your stereotypical characterization of the French, they're all going to be like me when I go over there.
What if you go into a restaurant and tell them their creme brulee sucks? Or
I don't do that. When do I ever do that? You go on the road with me all the time. When do I ever cause a scene?
What if a guy comes up to you and says, "I'm Pierre," and you go, "No, it's Pierre." And you go, "No." He goes,
"What guy is going to come up to me and just say that? That's his
name." I don't know, but you tell people how to say their name.
What if you ask the Eiffel Tower out on a date?
What does that even mean?
Well, I don't know.
It's a big phallic symbol?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's looking at me. Just... I thought you'd like that, Andy.
The river? What's the river? Thames?
Seine. Oh. The Thames is in London.
Oh. Seine?
Seine.
You missed that one.
I thought Seine. No? The river's... No?
You said Thames. The Thames is in London.
You caught that.
Oh, no. Right.
Oh, I caught it.
128. The answer? The first fullback to go off the board.
Rhett Ellison out of USC, 6'5", 251.
Well, he's a tight end fullback.
And they actually listed him as a tight end on TV.
Yeah, that would be big for a fullback.
Yeah, well, they don't have a lot of credibility because they pulled an Andy and covered all their bases. All the tweeners, at the top in big letters, they list one position. At the bottom, they list a second.
Okay.
So they do tackle up top, guard at the bottom.
Mayock must have been in charge of that.
Of course. That's why he's got 12 people in his top five.
Steven in Ireland.
Really?
All the time. He's
tied
for fifth.
Top five.
Tied for fifth.
Tied. Yeah. Yes. Steven in Ireland.
I think you should break it up and do like a tie for third.
Tied for one when he can't decide for quarterback and something. That's what he is. Dick.
Steven in Ireland, if the Patriots traded both their first round picks to later rounds beyond the second, do you think they still could have drafted Devon Williams as their first pick in the draft? To be honest, I think they would have taken Vinnie Curry from Marshall or Kendall Reyes from UConn. Well, yeah, possibly.
Why? I don't get it. They took him because they were felt confident after trading up and getting good players.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't think Bill looks at it that way. I think he genuinely believes he got the guy he wanted in the second round. Whether he's right or wrong, we'll find out.
Yeah, but what about the fact that they really did want to get out of the second round with that and that slot?
But I still don't see what that has to do with making that pick.
Yeah, the individual that you select is irrelevant to that.
Exactly.
I agree with your theory that they really tried, because I think they wanted to get more later round picks.
Yeah.
I think that was a goal yesterday. But if you can't pull that off, I don't know why that why it has to be a cause and effect. Okay, then I'm just going to take a guy that really doesn't belong getting taken.
Why not just take the best player on your board at that point?
They clearly
can't tell me he was the best player out of everybody in this draft.
They clearly think he was.
Wait, you have to say that.
Yeah, you have to say that's the guy
be really dumb is if you're stuck making the pick and you say, you know what, we have to make this pick, but we're not going to take the best player on our board. That makes
sense. Well, he might have been the best player at that position on their board, but was he the best player on the board?
Okay, well, I'll buy that where they didn't take the best player available. They took the best player available at a position of need. I'll buy that.
And I would even go a step further and say he was pretty close to their best player available because I don't think that they would stray that far. Now, there might be a bad evaluation. Who knows? Maybe they know something that nobody else does. Wouldn't be the first time.
Including the University of Illinois.
It would be. In all seriousness, it wouldn't be the first time that they were on an island and ended up getting proven correct.
And I like it. I want my team to not be afraid to do things like that.
Especially when Brady's their quarterback.
Yeah. Well,
the argument is what you guys...
You can do that when you have...
Brady and Belichick.
The rings and the credibility.
But the argument would be the thing that you guys were talking about last night. Let's just say he pans out. How good does he have to be to say, well, it was worth doing because you weren't going to get him when? I mean, because you got to think you would have gotten him in a later round.
Yeah, I mean, you have to judge that on who did they pass up and how did they do too, I guess. You know, if there's like five guys that make the Pro Bowl in the second round after they picked him, then they probably overlook some guys.
That's fair.
You know,
and then you'll just say they're not trying to pick the wrong guy; they're trying to pick the
wrong guy. No, sometimes they swing and miss, like every team in the draft. Love your show, says James. Just wondering what Wilson's speed is. Maybe a special teamer?
I believe 4.52, isn't it?
Yeah, average speed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he can play in special teams. He probably will. As a reserve backup defensive back, he'll be running down covering kicks. He'll be Sergio Brown.
And he talked about he did, you know, punt team. He did kickoff return. He was on field goal block. He was on a lot of different units at Illinois. He enjoys that part of the game, so I'm sure that'll endear him to the coaching staff as well.
Tim says, what did you guys take from Bill's press conference last night, and did you find it strange he went out of his way to mention guard Brandon Brooks?
A little bit.
You found it strange?
Well, I said to you, I thought it was interesting when he goes, I mean, how does a guy like, and he says Brooks not get invited to the combine? I would have said, how does a guy like Wilson not get invited to the combine? I don't know. I would have used my own guy that I said is worthy of being at the combine and drafted in the second round. Right. He chose to say somebody else was a more glaring omission to the combine.
Well, I think he
I think I said that, Andy.
I heard you.
I mean, obviously, I think he thinks that Wilson should have gone to the, but I think he wanted to name other guys too. That this Wilson's not the only guy, you know.
Right.
So
he's not the only guy. There will be a list of 10, 12, 15, whatever after the that were picked that didn't go to the combine.
Yeah, now, that's a really interesting point, Andy.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Not really.
I would like to know the list of guys that didn't go to the combine, didn't make their conference all-star team, didn't go to a bowl game, and all that. They didn't do anything.
Our emailers are doing a lot of research. I didn't know that you had a write-up in Rhode Island Monthly, Eric.
Well, here, before you get to that, Freddie, where's Brandon? Where did Brandon Brooks?
I'm not going to read it. I mean, but if anyone's interested, you can go to RhodeIslandMonthly.com. Maybe.
Why can't you read it?
I don't know. Can we please?
What's the matter, Eric?
Oh, just enough.
Well, why did they write you up, though?
I don't know.
Look,
who cares?
Know. Come on.
Cox is pretty big in Rhode
Island,
right?
Don't play coy.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it's got to be something stupid.
Wait a
minute. Somebody
made
up
whoa, whoa.
Or
you don't know that Rhode Island Monthly wrote you up?
No, I don't.
What? All right, so now,
you gotta get
now I have to read it. Now I have to read it.
Oh, that Rhode Island Month. Oh, I thought you were talking about
I thought you were talking about another naked girl that I...
The pursuit of such quintessence motivates Eric Scalabrino to paint
I didn't
and
think
photograph
that sounded right.
his various subjects. He is almost exclusively self-taught, having started as a child by copying Charles Schulz's Peanuts cartoons with colored
pencils.
That's
not from Rhode Island Monthly. That's from my website.
Crayon... He said Eric's write-up in Rhode Island Monthly.
Well, I don't know what he's talking about. That was straight
up
on my
that's
website.
From your, okay.
Is it a link?
I don't know.
Can you go to Rhode Island? That?
Yeah.
Rhode Island Monthly.
Oh, it's from Cabot Gallery.
Shabbat Gallery.
Shabbat.
Shabbat. It's a gallery on Federal Hill that I'm associated with.
Shabbat Gallery.
You sell anything?
Gallery.
No.
Do
you have stuff there now?
I don't have anything hanging right this minute, no.
Adorning each Scalabrino painting is a signature logo.
Well, there's like a sticker that they put on the wall next to the painting, and it has all the information.
How much?
It depends. It varies.
Why do you get all upset? He's asking you about something you're passionate about.
I wasn't getting upset.
About how much, and you're like, it depends.
Okay, the last thing you had in there.
For Christ's sake.
Well, there were different sizes.
Okay, give me a couple.
2,500, 3,300. It goes, but see, you shake your head like that.
I didn't shake my head.
There's a system for pricing art, and it's the same for
what's the
everybody.
System?
It's they go by square inch, the square inch of the canvas, multiplied by a certain price point, and for you know the more
beginner
famous the
like
artist,
you.
Right? That's it's a certain level, and for established names at that point you can. Basically, name how much you want
you
to
do
sell.
Bigger pictures. Then if you sell
I
one,
do,
you're done.
I do do pretty large pictures, but I'm a beginner. I'm still in the stage where, you know, when you don't sell as much, you have to start at the low price point.
Adorning each Scalabrino painting is a signature logo, a combination of his initials and lucky number 6, and, in portraits, the subject's name, which he hides somewhere on the canvas. The remarkable story of Scalabrino's unorthodox journey as an artist is the subject of a 2007 documentary drawn. Since 2008, Scalabrino's work has been exhibited in galleries throughout Rhode Island and Cape Cod.
Including Shabbat.
Now, Eric?
Yeah?
Is the 2007 documentary what includes the I have no formal artistic training?
That's correct.
All right, I got to go to the bathroom. Should we go to a break or you guys want
to
carry on?
Go to a break so I can finish my chips.
All right, Matt, let's take a break. We'll be right back.